Videos tweeted on Tuesday show rioters smashing storefronts and vandalizing properties during protests in Los Angeles. Police claim they did their very best to quell the violence. 52. Vandals deface Chicago Blackhawks statue with defund police message. Vandals attacked and defaced the Chicago Blackhawks Indian Chief mascot statue under cover of darkness Sunday night or early Monday morning. The attackers poured red paint over the statue and spray-painted messages including defund the police around the base. 53. Civil War-era obelisk in New Mexico toppled after police left, say locals. Protesters in New Mexico pulled down a Civil War-era obelisk in a demonstration where witnesses claim police left before the structure collapsed. The obelisk was known as Soldier's Monument and had been built to honor Civil War-era soldiers. 54. Former Portland Democrat congressional candidate, we brought down two statues. A former Democrat congressional candidate claimed on Twitter to have participated in the toppling of two statues in Portland, Oregon, Sunday night. The former candidate tweeted, we brought down two statues. During Sunday's Day of Rage event, peaceful protesters vandalized buildings and tore down statues of former presidents Abraham Lincoln and Theodore Roosevelt. 55. Journalists banned from Portland Indigenous People's Day of Rage. Reports from Portland, Oregon, indicate that an Indigenous People's faction of Antifa banned independent video streaming journalists from a planned Day of Rage. The organized event led to the toppling of statues honoring former presidents Abraham Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt. 56. Watch, Wisconsin rioter brandishes gun after police fire tear gas. A black-clad rioter in Wisconsin brandished a firearm as a large group of demonstrators retreated from police who fired tear gas at them. 57. Watch, Wisconsin protesters defy curfew orders for third night. Protesters in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, took to the streets again Friday night in defiance of a 7 p.m. curfew ordered by city officials. National Guard and local police prepared to enforce the order and declared the protest an unlawful assembly. 58. Watch, National Guard deploys in Wisconsin to enforce curfew. Multiple video reports from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, show a heavy National Guard presence on Thursday night. The state's governor announced the deployment on Wednesday. Guardsmen are seen making some arrests of people violating the city's curfew order. 59. Report, NY rioters burn American flags stolen from homes. During an anti-police union/QAnon protest in New York, demonstrators reportedly stole U.S. flags from homes and set them on fire. Rioters in Portland previously threatened to burn down a home for flying the American flag. 60. Read, left-wing radicals post online guide to disrupting the country if election is close. An organization of radical left-wing activists has posted an online guide to disruption that outlines a plan to shut down the country and force President Donald Trump from power in the event that the 2020 election is too close to call. 61. Watch, Wisconsin protesters ignore curfew to march through neighborhoods. A large crowd of protesters ignored a local curfew and continued a protest march toward Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, that began earlier Wednesday afternoon in Milwaukee. Police in Wauwatosa began preparations to protect City Hall from protesters. 62. Looting begins as violent protest continues in Wisconsin. The march from Milwaukee to Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, descended from peaceful protest to vandalism to looting on Wednesday night. Under the cover of darkness, dozens of protesters began smashing windows of homes and businesses and moved on to loot a convenience store. 63. Watch, crowd damages police squad car while drivers do burnouts in downtown Minneapolis. A group of reckless drivers contributed to a hostile situation in downtown Minneapolis by doing burnouts and donuts. At the same time, a crowd showed up to damage a police squad car responding to the drivers. 64. Watch, police in Wisconsin begin arresting rioters blocking freeway. A series of tweeted videos from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, shows protesters attempting to take over a freeway. Police can be seen quickly moving in and arresting protesters who refuse to comply with orders to leave. 65. Watch, police tackle and dogpile Portland protester. A video tweeted early Wednesday morning shows Portland police officers chasing and tackling a protester. The footage does not indicate what the person did to attract the officer's attention. 66. Watch, video journalist attacked while filming Portland protest. A video shot during an Antifa protest in Portland, Oregon, shows a live-streaming videographer being attacked by one of the protesters. A masked rioter wanted him to stop filming in public, journalist Andy Ngo tweeted. 67. Police make mass arrest overnight in riot-torn Portland, Oregon. Police on Saturday night in Portland, Oregon, made a mass arrest of protesters, who they believed were planning a direct action event that threatened a policing center in the northern part of the city. 68. Police warn of escalation of force as Wisconsin protests continue. Protests continue in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, leading to multiple arrests. The police department warns they are seeing the force escalate. 69. Watch, Black Lives Matter protesters accost diners in Manhattan. Orthodox Jews sue Cuomo over Brooklyn restrictions. Black Lives Matter protesters roamed through Greenwich Village in Manhattan on Thursday night, as state and local authorities continued a crackdown on public religious gatherings in Orthodox Jewish neighborhoods in Brooklyn, citing the threat of coronavirus. 70. Portland Antifa candidate wears skirt featuring Che Guevara, Joseph Stalin, and Mao Zedong. Sarah Yannarone, Portland's mayoral candidate who identifies herself as a supporter of Antifa, has been spotted wearing a skirt featuring prominent communists, including Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, and Che Guevara. 71. Watch, rioters smash windows of homes, businesses in Wisconsin neighborhood. A large crowd of protesters in Wisconsin began smashing the windows of homes and businesses as they moved through a residential neighborhood. The protesters marched in violation of a curfew put in place in the city of Wauwatosa that began at 7 p.m. 72. Antifa violence continues in Portland despite establishment media silence. The nightly violence in Portland, Oregon, continues 4 months after it started as part of nationwide unrest following the death of George Floyd in police custody, but the media coverage seems to be dwindling. 73. Seattle rioters arrested after allegedly throwing explosives at officers, businesses. Rioters in Seattle were arrested Saturday night after breaking glass and allegedly throwing an explosive at police officers. 74. Officers arrest four in hostile crowd at Portland protest. Officers arrested four protesters outside the Penumbra Kelly Building in Portland, Oregon, on Friday night after authorities said the crowd became hostile. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.